Number one sports betting show, Cavell, Pat McAfee, Incorporated, Third and Live, Toe Diggs.
Atta baby, Toe.
Bubba Gumpino, he's Canadian Station's Beard of Wonder. Wide.
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, sorry, Brucey Bruce.
What's going on, dude? What's going on in Augusta?
Hell yeah. Shout out Chris Vernon Show. Water, how are we?
Tony! What's
Tony.
Up,
Tony?
If you want me to be honest, Tony, I'm not doing the best.
Yeah, I can tell, Mitt. So we're going to steer clear. Something's got. I think Connor might have set a toaster oven on fire or something like that right now. So I was slightly distracted during the.
Oh, yeah, wait, what is it? Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Yeah, no. I have no way. We have no cameras in this building that can actually cut to that.
No, that's fine. We shouldn't. Anyways.
Oh, that's funny.
But I did see. did you see a comment? Let's address this real quickly in the comment section that I killed the coin. Fucking my ticket on the Rangers says otherwise. I fucking trusted the coin's first flip, okay? Like we should have. I wasn't the one that brought up the flip reflip. I believe that was Connor. And Nick doesn't have a spine. So he said, yeah, let's reflip. And he wasn't paying attention to the original flip because Foxy distracted him. None of this was my fault. Coin is still hot.
You were the original coin. Disrespecter.
This is years of disrespect
to the coin that's now coming back for you.
I come at the coin when it deserves it.
There's two people to blame here. It's you and Nick.
All I ask.
No. Skates? I don't even think it's Nick. No, it's not Nick. Nick reflipped. Nick still honors the integrity of the fucking coin.
What?
It's you and Foxy.
No.
You guys don't care.
Will you mute Mutts, Mike?
Which side won?
Tony and Nick are the only people eligible to blame here.
What did I do?
How is Nick eligible
to blame? You announce the coin.
Yeah.
Nick flips it. Those are the only two people who have any power on the coin.
Did I not announce it great last yesterday?
What did Nick say and who messed up Nick's brain? Foxy.
Yeah.
Foxy and no, you never. You, Tony, I'm pointing at Tony.
You can't blame somebody for throwing out a go bolt. Everyone loves saying go bolt.
Well, then it's just clearly, it's clearly Nick's fault then.
I would say it's probably 80-20.
Why don't you shut the fuck up?
I'm just calling it how I see it, Tony, as usual.
Wait, 80-20 like Tony's fault, 80.
No, Nicky Skates 80.
Oh, what the
20.
Hell?
You're culpable. You're an accessory. Yeah, you.
How would you know? You were fucking sleeping on the fucking panel back there yesterday.
No, I actually did a pretty good job cutting it. I thought I even watched it back because I thought it was funny. But no, you have never shown the coin respect. When the coin doesn't show up for work, I do like how you call them out because that is bullshit. Exactly. But we've had this problem in this studio, in the last studio. So this has been going on for years. You have always questioned the coin's flip.
Chad agrees. It's Nick's fault.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, Paul, if you didn't see the clip last night, Paul Bear and his henchmen did bury the coin live, so I don't know what to tell you.
Not a bad night, though. I believe I covered in the NBA in overtime.
Oh, Neiman, bomb.
What do you mean, bomb?
just a long range.
Oh, okay. If Neiman goes on a run at the Masters, that might be the end of it.
Let's talk
about the Masters real quick. The leaderboard in the tournament is unbelievable.
Perfect.
Right,
picture perfect.
Hovland, 7-under. Fucking
great round.
Rombo's at 6-under after a fucking double to start. Fucking unbelievable.
Yep.
Can I interest you in past winner Adam Scott being fucking 5-under? How about that? Cam Young, the guy who's finished second in a majors up there. Oh, Brooks Koepka, he's won 4.
Yep, and you see what they're doing where Koepka's name is last just because he's a live golfer.
I don't think that's the
case. I think that is how they're deciding.
Who else?
Yeah, there is. We're getting no.
They normally go with who's
lefty. Lefty knocked down a 30 footer, and we're
they normally go with whoever's farther along.
We're no featured groups. I also will say Koepka looks amazing, definitely fully healthy, but no live logo or apparel. He is in his usual Nike.
1, 2, 3, 4, fifth. Kepka should be fifth on the leaderboard.
See, this is that Brooks is the one. Brooks is the one that if he gets back into form, he might fucking go back.
Is he listed fifth on the leaderboard?
Yes. Is that because he started after?
Yes. The other guys are deeper into their rounds. Then you got.
I think Brooks could go back.
And then you got fucking Shane Lowry's good golfer. Shoffley's fucking 4 under. Neiman, you just talked about the amateurs 4 under.
Oh, Kepka just bogey. That's on me.
Fucking Burnsy's 4 under. JT's 2 under. Hideki's 2 under. Jason
Lefty's 2 under.
Jason Day's 2 under. I will get to him.
Where's Cam Smith?
Morikawa is 2 under through 7. Scheffler's 2 under through 200. Fucking 7. Spieth 2 under through 6. Finau's 2 under through 6. Fucking boom, boom couples. Are you sure Lefty's 2 under?
Yep. Staring at it right now.
Tragedy at 11.
I don't think he is. I believe he's at 11. I believe he's even, pal.
Double bogey.
Even?
Oh, see, look what you did.
Double bogey.
Who's to blame now?
He does.
Not me, dude. Fucking Bruce probably not drinking his coffee.
All we're saying is the leaderboard right now is the best senior, right?
Like he's pro. Or who's
no, Bill? Boom Boom Couples.
Oh, yeah, Boom Boom's boom, up boom there.
Couples, but like he probably will prevail.
Justin Rose is one. Hatton's 1 under 2. Fucking. It is a Com Smith. Is that Com Smith right there? Or is that a different Smith? Com Smith's 1 under. Like this is.
Let's go.
We are set up for quite the tournament.
It also
hell of an effort from Kevin Na.
Yeah, legend.
Kevo.
I think he was actually sick. He looked really in trouble.
Him and Mike Weir were the only twosome. He hung Mike Weir up to dry by himself. Yeah,
so normally the club pro at Augusta will come and play with him, but I assume it was because it was mid-round withdrawal. He didn't. I assume he'll play with him tomorrow.
Do you think that the starter guys were like, hey, you got to hurry up. To Kevin Na. He was like, hey, look, you know what? I'm out of here.
I've got
the bad news at the bottom of the board.
What?
Bubba Watson plus 5.
Yeah. Bubba's not out.
DeChambeau plus 4.
That's all right. We had Bryson to miss the cut.
Where's Stu?
Stu, he's not in.
Yeah, he sat it out. He didn't.
How's Corey Connors doing for top Canadian player?
He's tied for 30th at even.
That's
Mike
okay.
Mike Weir's even, but he'll
fall off.
Should I take a?
Mito's not playing well, right? Mito was 3 over last time I checked. No,
it seems like Neiman was the one.
Right now, Kepka's also the one.
Yeah, the Chilean
South American.
Guys.
Yeah. Please,
Homa plus 1 through 7.
We got Pax.
Pax right now.
Pax on the track.
Will you put
Pax on the track,
driver?
Pax on the track. Pax on the track.
Take a selfie. It's probably FaceTime in someone.
Pax the best.
Pax on the track.
What else was there?
Bogey for Brooks. I just saw it.
Yeah. I got that. I have a Hovland future, which I'm.
And Rory's taking a shot.
Are you worried being the rabbit? The rabbit set out to chase.
Rombo is in
stalking.
Yeah. Lowry's up on Minwoo. Tommy Fleetwood had a decent day, right? Patrick Reed, fall off?
Yeah. No, he's 1 under.
Tiger Woods to make 4 birdies was the boost. He made 3. That one was tough.
I know it's like early, first day of school. The guy said it was like, we just had kickoff. This is the first possession. I get all that. But with the weather, it does feel like there is a much heightened sense of urgency.
Oh, yeah, go out today.
You can see it amongst the players.
That was a classic what's-his-name line. Who's the English boxing promoter? How can I remember his name?
Eddie Hearn.
Yeah. Still early days, though, isn't it?
bounce back from Phil back to 1 under.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, that's what you need.
I mean, it sucks because it's like Phil hit that 30-footer and like we're just never going to see good footage of it.
They will. You think they're not shown? They're showing all Brooks' shots.
Well, they have.
On PGA?
No. So PGA for this tournament, Gump, you got to get the Masters app. You can't be in the PGA app.
No,
I'm not talking about the app. I'm talking
on
about
Twitter.
Socials.
Yeah. Well, obviously. The Live guys aren't
going
on PGA.
Yeah, but that's not like Live Golf should be fucking putting it on
there.
That's
what I was just about to say. Go follow Live Golf.
There's nothing. Look,
they probably don't have the.
They don't have the right. PGA is the one. They will strike you fucking like that,
dude,
for everything.
But yeah, they're not going to show Phil's.
We're looking to win here. We're not getting the clips. It's just what, you know, it is what it is.
I mean, if Phil hits a 30-footer, I want to see it in fucking HD. Sue me, dude.
Very fair. But so on Masters.com, you can go back and watch every shot. It's actually awesome.
They just showed Rory, and he looks so fucking mad.
What's wrong with Rory? Is he not doing well?
He's like plus two or something. He looks pissed.
Because with the weather, he knows, man.
It's too much pressure, dude.
Classic Rory. I mean, he comes out and...
Yeah, it'll be pouring rain, and he'll go 8-under. Like Shia LaBeouf in the greatest game ever played.
What is Rory doing?
What a bounce back by fucking Rombo after fucking four putts.
Hilarious. Like that's,
yeah. I mean, to him, it was probably almost feeling of relief.
All right, let's look at the batting side of it. Now that we've kind of covered what's going on.
Because he's just like, all right, that's not happening again.
Your favorite is Rombo, plus 310. Scoots, plus 600. He's 2-under. He missed a tap in birdie. Should be 3-under. Hovland's plus 900. Sam Burnsie's up there, plus 1400. Kepka, oh, yes, Spieth, yeah. Roars. What's Finau? Is Finau 2-under? I said, yeah.
Yep.
Where he be now?
Morikawa. I'm waiting to, before I make a bet, see how the, see if like Scoot, Tony, those boys who are in the middle of their round right now, see what they do towards the end of their round.
Yep. So I had the Tony Finau max bet, the $833. I regret to inform, but not really regret to inform. I cashed out. This is who I'm live to. John Rahm, Tony Finau, Jordan Spieth, and then live once he got to 2-under, 27-1, I hopped on the thrill ride that is Brookie Cookie.
Okay. I am live on really only people that matters, Finau, Hovland, Tommy Fleetwood, maybe, and Chris Kirk, I got a ticket on, maybe.
Chris Kirk.
I would see 2 or 3. He's probably not going to win, but.
Yep. I also will say, and I think this goes to why I'm normally not the biggest Tony Finau guy. Yeah. He just looks kind of weird on the tee box. He's like so big. His driver's so small.
He's lanky.
He hits it forever, but it just looks weird.
I understand it. No one's going to. I mean, you said it, but. You kind of shouldn't have said it.
But. I mean, it kind of looks awesome too, but I don't know. It's kind of crouched down like Luigi.
Cam Young's had a nice little fucking day out there. What's he
say? What about that shirt on fucking Hovland, dude? What a stud.
Shirt.
Yeah, fair enough.
Cam Young is still plus 2,000, even though.
Cam Young. He just pointed at the screen while you were talking about Cam Young and said, "Who is this?" And
Cam said, Young has an classic MLB patch on his collar, and it looks so fucking cool.
Welcome mm-hmm. to the program.
Mm-hmm. He does.
Does he have that? Is he sponsored by Major League
yep.
Baseball?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So on the yeah. sheet.
He was with Gary. He on the was sheet. The same club as Gary Bettman, who is the commissioner. Gary Bettman. What's he, Gary do we know what he's Bettman. Putting for here? Do we know?
Who?
Cam Young.
I mean, I don't know. What's his
name? Him being 20-1, he's like 12th on the odds list right now, and he's. Oh. Fucking third on the leaderboard.
Putting for birdie.
Right give now. Me that. I'm live in that right now.
Neiman might be burying me alive here.
And here's the thing: like Cam Young's not some guy that hasn't been at the top of a leaderboard before. He has.
Just
he
never, has. Never finished it oh, off. Wait,
no.
Yeah, he has. He was remarkable at that Open.
Yeah. What was he? 19-under. Colin yep. Smith was 20.
And it's so wide at the Masters that like when he's bombing it, but it's like to way left or way right, he's coming out okay so far. He could find trouble eventually.
You know what's nice about this tournament is everyone who's kind of supposed to play well is playing well.
It's
pretty
just,
much.
Yeah, it's an awesome leaderboard. The rain now that the awesome leaderboard is set, I'm almost excited for the inclement weather.
Yeah, it's like who's the fucking dog that can
yeah, who
that's a good putt. That's a good putt. All right. Fucking good day out there. Good info.
Great day.
Good all of it. What did we have last night? Not a lot of did you guys have MLB?
Fucking Granky, dude. The Jays plus, or the Royals plus a half.
Did yeah. they win? Did they cover?
Yeah, and the Mariners. Yeah. The Mariners covered the full game oh, yeah. run line.
One not the half. First five.
Not with Flexen.
Yeah. So I went undefeated.
They
pitched well though, gave up line. One bomb.
Because I remember I saw Shohei hit the game winning.
Yeah.
Correct.
I've hit overconfident baseball better today.
You're an overconfident baseball better today.
Yeah.
Not a ton. Let's do baseball.
Fucking Duvall hit an absolute bomb earlier.
Are they now that the Buccos are out of town, are they going to be all right?
They're up 6-3 in Detroit right now. Kenley Jansen in for the save. Sale looked better today. Sale day. Here we go.
I wouldn't be too depressed. I mean, fucking Bucco's going to town. It's hard to win.
Bucco's got some good young arms. I'm not going to lie.
They do. Start Washington at Colorado. Our good old friend Josiah Gray, who I believe we bet against a ton last year. Am I correct that we bet against Josiah Gray a ton last year?
He was very hot and then very, very cold.
So he had a good spring training, but a terrible first start this year. Going up against Kyle Freeland, who had a...
Freeland's back.
Decent first. Freeland got paid. Freeland was a really, really... He was a fucking top 10 pitcher.
Pitched well at the WBC, too.
I saw somewhere a lot of people picking the Nationals, and I thought I was seeing things earlier.
Something... stunk to me about this game, so I'm a stay away.
Something
this is
stinks
a stay
to me about
away. This is a
game.
Stay away for me.
Feed me Freeland and the Rockies first five money line.
Bruce, you doing the same?
Yeah, I absolutely hammered the full game money line. I am color me super confused about why I see people picking the Nationals. I mean, it's the Rockies home opener.
I hear you.
That's a nice bar. I've been to that bar. That is Coors? A nice bar.
Coors is a beautiful bar.
We got Freeland on the bump with a 0.0 ERA. Obviously the altitude. I absolutely love it. Something smells a bit to me about this next game.
Right before that, isn't Colorado the team that was super good at home first five and then super bad away first five? All right, I am definitely going to hop on them first home opener. Let's go.
Okay. The next game that Bruce is talking about is Padres at Atlanta. Spencer Strider coming off a great spring training and a great first start.
John
Did
Robbins.
He get hurt
and
his
a great
first start?
And a good last year. What?
He get hurt in his first start though. He left the game. Didn't
no,
he?
You're thinking of
Fried, Max Fried.
Max
my
Fried.
Yep.
What happened to Rombo?
John Rahm is your co-leader.
7-under, birdied 18
in the barn.
Rocking. What did we say yesterday? John Rahm to lead after the first round.
You would have been pissed though, because you would have had to split with all the other 7-unders.
Yeah, there's only one. I think you would have won a lot of money still.
Fuck it, this guy.
It just told you to go fuck it.
Russell Westbrook dominates LeBron, and he just got
No, don't bring up Russ.
It's been a long day for me mentally, man.
Let's get back to Padres Braves.
What?
So
yikes.
I'm a.
I know what Bruce is gonna do. If I know Bruce, like I think I know Bruce.
I think Bruce will, but give me the Braves.
Yeah, too public to me. It's probably a first five plus a half play if I was being honest, or plus 1.5 minus 162. But let's call it Padres plus a half first five.
Or do I like this better? Plus 164. I was thinking about just parlaying Braves and Dodgers. Fucking Dustin May had a very good first start. He had a really good year starting out last year until he got hurt. Maybe I'll just parlay Braves and Dodgers. I don't know if I wanted to lay the juice with both those guys. I'm definitely taking full game for both of these. I mean, I'm just going to parlay Braves and Dodgers tonight.
All right, I'm on Braves first five. I hated what I saw from Snell, and he was at home. I don't know if it gets better against a Braves lineup that is absolutely raking right now.
Yeah, I'm going to do both teams and the parlay. It's not going to hit. Yeah. I can promise you that.
I was shocked by old Merrill Kelly's first start.
Wasn't bad, right?
Yeah, pitched pretty well. But you know, the Dodgers are the Dodgers. The Diamondbacks just took 2 out of 3, I believe, right, Gumpy? They just played. Their offense is clicking against whoever they're playing after that. I like the Dodgers tonight. Dodgers full game money line.
Fucking Dodgers, you taking
first five.
The fucking Dodgers any way I can get them.
Dodgers on the run line. And
don't
forget
Dodgers often, but that's a good price. Dodgers first five money line.
And don't forget the Dodgers team total over.
Hey, Dodgers, give me Dodgers any way you can get them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to take the Dodgers too. I'm taking the Dodgers and the Rockies in a parlay because the White Sox are down fucking 8-3. So
it's Lance Lynn getting lit up like a Christmas tree.
I mean, and they've already lit up like 2 games ago.
Come on, Lance.
It's like, what's going on, Southside?
This is like a total overreaction to the Giants getting beat in New York 2 out of 3. Like, the Giants are still very good.
Yeah. I mean, they looked good. And, like, I think I said it already, but the no shift benefits their lineup a lot because they got great hitters that pull the ball.
They love playing stickball in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Dude, since the World Baseball Classic, Timmy Anderson, I don't even know if he's had one hit.
Hit a bomb today, dude.
He hit a bomb today? Come on, dude, I had him on a
South side.
All they had to do was win, and then I would actually be cashing.
Oh, that sucks. That sucks for you, man.
They actually just had a single that scored 2 runs. It wasn't a bomb.
Yep, see, knew it.
Either way.
I don't know if he's hit he hasn't hit a home run in, like, what, 85 games?
Let's do the NBA tonight.
Thank God.
Let's sift through this. Cleveland and Orlando, neither team has anything to play for. Miami and Philly. Miami is trying to get out of the 7th, I believe. Let me check. Yes, let me make sure. Sir. NBA standings. Let's go to the standings in the NBA. Yeah, Miami's sitting at the 7th. They're a game and a half back of Brooklyn. So Miami does have something to play for. 76ers, I think, are kind of locked in at that 3 spot.
Yeah.
I thought about taking the Heat plus a 2.5. I'm not going to, but I thought about it.
There's a possible chance that they could get up to 2, I guess. But, I mean, if Embiid plays, I'm taking the Sixers on the plus. On the minus 2.5 because... Actually, fuck that. I'm wiping that. Moneyline 140, Sixers. I just think that they're really playing, and Embiid has been balling out as of late, so let's go.
Okay. What was I going to say? Portland and San Antonio, nothing there. I assume you guys aren't taking anything in that game. OKC and Utah, both teams can still... OKC is sitting at the 10th, the final... playoff play-in spot, and the Jazz are a game and a half behind, but I believe Markkanen's out. Let me see, who else? Jordan Clarkson's out, Rudy Gay's out, Sexton's out. So I was going to go with the Jazz, but I decided not to. I decided to stay away. Anybody there?
See, I was about to go with Oklahoma City, and then I realized they have not won. They're 1-4, and then they're 0-5 in their last 5 ATS. And Utah, they've lost 4 out of their last 5, but they've been covering these big spreads. So I'm going to take a shot with Utah, plus the 7.5 at home, fighting for something. Maybe somebody can do something. Maybe. There. I don't know.
And then Phoenix, they are... pretty much locked. Clippers are a game and a half. So are the Warriors behind them. So they're 10.5 point favorites, I guess, tonight against Denver, who is pretty much locked into the one spot. I'll stay away there, too.
Give me 10.5. Fuck. Give me 10.5 points with Denver, and I'll take it every single fucking time. Joker's going to be the MVP of the league. It doesn't matter. You're going to give him 10.5 points when he plays. Whoa. Let's go.
Okay.
I ruined it.
What did you ruin?
You didn't ruin anything, Mitt.
Just do it.
Bruce, did you take any NBA time?
No. I'm sitting out the NBA tonight. I would be remiss to not mention that for the first time in Knicks history, they had 3 30-point scorers last night.
Wow.
So that was pretty awesome.
There's 700 NHL games tonight?
There's a lot.
And we
a whole
will,
lot.
Whose fault do you think yesterday was?
And we will do it without the coin.
It's my fault, yes, sir.
Thank you.
I take full accountability.
Full responsibility?
Full.
I was giving Tony 20.
No.
You ain't.
Although Tony could have monitored the chat and they would have caught on quicker, I definitely was subliminally altered. I was hypnotized. I was induced.
Yes.
My brain knew what to say, but it didn't. It just said go Bolts, and that was not their answer. But the coin picked the winner.
Yeah.
That's what's important.
As soon as you left the room, I said, phew.
And rags. The real ones, the real ones know that the first flip was the pick.
The real ones fucking know.
So we don't honor reflips. Then why did we do a reflip? Who agreed to do
it? Well, it was unprecedented times. Things were flying left and right. It was
super unprecedented.
It was crazy.
Well, now that it's happened, can we get a precedent? Because I don't want to deal with this anymore.
In the heat of conflict, a decision had to be made. We made the decision. it was not the right decision. The right decision was to stick with the original. Okay. The original being what the coin chose, yes. Despite what the interpreter, keeper of the coin, myself, spoke.
The keeper of the coin.
Now, having said that, we will move forward.
Thank you.
You know, Gumpy.
Are with the coin, without the coin?
Gumpy buried the coin last night. Oh,
dude, what the fuck?
Is this thing dead?
No, Bruce, it's not dead. Off, it picked a winner. Hasn't lost in forever.
I was just checking.
Bear and his henchmen.
Are we suspending the coin?
What is your problem?
Are there any consequences?
The coin did nothing wrong.
The coin didn't do anything wrong. You're about to be playoff.
If anything, coin should be picking every game, and I should not be picking any of them because I fucking stink.
All right,
coin is picking winners.
There are a lot of games tonight, so let's get into it.
There are a lot of games. I'm not picking all of them, but I have a few.
You got a few?
Yeah.
Gumpy, how many you got?
I have 4 in a parlay.
I got 2. Bruce, you got any NHL in it? Parlay.
I usually just kind of see how it goes as we go.
Gumpy, you got the high number. Let's start with you.
What, we're just giving them out?
No. All right. Fuck me.
This is what happens when we deviate from the norm. Things go haywire and people get confused.
My first play.
He said
is
they were
the Boston Bruins money line at home against Toronto.
I thought. We'll get to that game.
Thank you.
What the hell?
I'm also on the Bruins at home against
Toronto. All right, we're at that game. I'm staying.
They have 5 games left to try and break the NHL all-time wins record. I think they get one step closer tonight. They're also chasing the record of 132 points within reach set by the Montreal Canadiens of 76-77. That would be pretty historic. And I think they get one step closer over Gumpy's Leafs tonight.
All right, let's start down on 5th.
Oh, fucking do that, you fucker.
Let's start down on 5th Ave at the Big Paint Can, okay?
Give me the Wild.
Yep, give me the money Wild. Give me the Wild as well.
Jeez, Minnesota Wild
money. What the fuck is this? On? Penguins money line over here, you fuckers.
Whoa, wait, they're playing the Penguins?
Yeah, what?
What are you fucking doing, Nick?
First, the coin's dead. Listen, now we're fading the Penguins.
I feel this like... This fucking bullshit.
Listen, we're not picking with our hearts over here, okay?
I mean, I'm picking the better team to win the game. Some people will say it's a reverse jinx. God. Some people will say, oh, this guy's picking a...
Oh, sorry, Wirtz.
I'll stand sorry, with the fucking say, Guinos fucking. Like I always do.
Sorry, we didn't just say, oh, Pittsburgh's playing a hockey game. Pittsburgh hockey.
Sorry. Once, they're playing against a team that's a much better team.
Proud.
It's got to be a dog on the road.
Newsflash, Texas hockey doesn't play anybody that's better than them.
Yeah, exactly.
Got him.
Flowers going. He's going to want that revenge. I don't like it, Gumps, but it's what I got to do.
It's the Wild. Okay?
This is nonsense.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Shut up.
The once proud Pittsburgh Penguins.
Sens and Panthers, nothing, right?
Rangers used to have rivals.
This is not the first time I've picked against the Pens, by the way. So let's not act like this is some
He's separating his heart and his mind. Sens and Panthers, nothing, right?
No.
That coin fuck up really has you in a pretzel, right?
Devils are $4.50 favorites, I assume.
Nothing. No.
Give me the fucking Sabres at Detroit.
Give me the Sabres at Detroit.
Boom, boom.
Hell yeah.
Give me the Sabres.
All right, we're back.
Boom, boom.
Hey, mind meld. Boom. Wait,
so we're all in the Sabres?
Yeah.
Phyllis, don't move. Don't
drag me into that.
Wait, what? Come on, Gumpy.
Come on, Gumpy.
Come on, Sabres.
Gumpy.
Come on. We're lacing them up.
We talked about it.
Fine, half team skit.
We talked to Bruins. You guys are on the Bruins.
I'm on Bruins.
Caps and Canadians. Nothing there.
No.
Lightning and Isles. Are we going
Go Boats
or what?
So Go Boats gave it a valiant effort last night, but we're defeated. Vasilevsky went. Elliott's going to go tonight. Tampa has won the past 6 against the Islanders. However, I don't think they've won a back-to-back game this season. They're like 1-11 in their last 12
couple pops
back-to-back games.
Couple pops in Manhattan last night.
The problem is, on the flip side of that, the Islanders have not been playing well either. But I'm going to take the Isles here. I trust in Sorokin. They're at home. Tampa Bay had a hard-fought game last night. A couple fisticuffs were thrown. Give me the Islanders.
Okay.
We got Brian.
Yeah, Isles too with Murray in net for the Lightning.
Murray... Or is it Brian Elliott?
Whatever. Brian Murray, you get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's another
that guy.
Is that Matt Murray's brother?
No, Brian Murray was a former GM of Ottawa.
What if I were to tell you fucking 20,000 Screaming Caniacs were going into Nashville?
I'd tell you to take them 60-minute money line and get some better value. They've won three in a row. Nashville still trying, but it's not there. Need the Caniacs, brother.
Okay. Rags, back-to-back at the Blues.
I will also take the Rags.
Wow.
Not as terrible in back-to-back situations. Still not great, but they have won 9 of their past 12. St. Louis has been playing better lately, though, but I like the way the Rangers are playing. I like it.
I got a question for you, brother. What are you going to do when the Pants come for you?
I have a 4-team money line parlay.
That's right.
Devils, Texas Hockey, Cougars, and the Avalanche, plus 245 on the money line.
Hell yeah. Kings are at the...
Whoa. I'm also taking Texas Hockey. I'm taking Hockey puck line against the Pants. If they win, it'll be their first 100-point season since like 2015. Gives the boys something to play for, some juice. Flyers are in total disarray. They had their assistant coach doing interviews talking about they got guys that don't even want to play. They got guys that aren't even trying out there. He's calling guys out. The assistant coach is doing that.
I hear you.
Assistant coach is supposed to be a good guy. Supposed to be a good cop.
Supposed to be a good guy.
Can't have it. Give me Texas Hockey puck line.
Jordan Spieth has moved to 3-under. Oh, the boys are fucking making their way up the board. Which brings us to Kings at the Knights.
Kings at the Knights. Fascinating game. Both these teams played a lot of hockey lately. I believe this will be the 7th game in 11 nights for the Kings. 6th game in 10 nights for the Golden Knights. The road team 7-3 in the last 10 in this matchup. However, Golden Knights 10-2 in their last 12 home games.
Okay.
This is the last pick of the night. I will not make the pick.
You asshole.
Back to back.
All rise for the audible coin.
Oh,
thank
you.
Oh, shit. This is big. Please show the boys gathering for the coin.
This is not what I do lightly. This is...
Well.
You shut your mouth when I'm talking about the coin.
I was told the coin always makes the right decision.
And it did.
I was told the coin is sacred.
Let me address the situation that happened yesterday. For those of you that don't know, the coin was flipped. The coin made the correct pick on the New York Rangers.
But...
This son of a bitch yelled, "Go Bolts." It fucking transferred into the air, fucking into Nick's brain. Nick, go Bolts. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, it was a dim.
There was an unprecedented reflip. The coin had no idea what was going on. The coin was right all along. Yeah. Go Bolts back.
Go Bolts.
The Rangers.
The coin is back. The coin is.
You have a little freak out, Bruce, yesterday.
The coin is back.
Unacceptable.
For a second straight day. The coin comes to work. The coin comes to play. The coin will pick a great game tonight. We have the Los Angeles Kings versus Ty Smith, Vegas Golden Knights.
Oh, no.
The Los Angeles Kings will be heads. The Vegas Golden Knights will be tails.
Knights are tails.
And the flip.
Go Boats.
It is heads.
Oh!
Jeez Louise.
Oh, no. Coin is smoking.
If you want to lose money, you ride the coin tonight.
Oh, no.
Los Angeles Kings are fading the stonerless fucking Vegas Golden Knights.
Oh, stoner. You don't need stoner. You
fucking need stoner. I've been saying it for weeks.
I heard Jackie Aces is out tonight, too.
Well, that wouldn't be a question for me, okay? I don't know. I assume Jackie Aces is fucking healthy and playing tonight, but I don't know, okay?
With hot go Bolts.
Is fucking Logie go Thompson or is Jonathan Quick in there?
Hey, Pat, before we leave, I just want to let you know, Nick Moraldo, diehard Pens fan, picked against the Penguins today. Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy. Right?
We're dead, dude.
The one's proud.
We're dead. That's what everybody's saying. We're dead. I'm not happy about it. You think I'm happy about it? You're about to break the fucking record for being the best team of all time.
I got a stat for you there.
Our team fucking stinks.
Teams that have broken the record for all-time breaking records.
President's Cup, it's not worth it.
Yeah, never won.
They've never won the Cup, so.
Last team to quote unquote break the record tied the record, so that's why they lost.
Yeah, but you guys can still very much not even touch the record and be a first round exit to the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yeah, but we got fucking pasta and two goalies who are top 5 in save percentage, so tell me that.
Yeah, Yeah, but we got Sidney Crosby, and although he's having a great year, it's like Shohei Ohtani, you know, because our team kind of stinks. Now, you guys don't have anybody, so you guys stink too.
Well, we already clinched, and you guys might miss the playoffs.
So yeah, but the West sucks, dude. The West is so bad. That's you don't even know what.
I think we almost have double the amount of points as you guys have.
That's because you're playing in the West. It's the XFL,
hey,
dude.
Listen, you know what? If we were in fucking Manitoba instead of Vegas and we were in the East, we'd be right where we're at.
Is Stoner
right now
coming back from the playoffs, or?
Fucking who knows what Stoner's doing? I'm sick of talking about Stoner. Whoa! Yeah, Whoa! I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. I damn near bought a Stoner sweater. Oh, that's, if I would have spent $450 for a fucking game worn stitched sweater, and Stoner does what he's doing right now, I would have killed myself.
Well, I think about that against that million, right?
Maybe that doesn't happen if you buy the sweater.
Oh, wow! Support your club.
Stoner has had cement in his skates for 3 years. How long do I need to support this guy before he fucking sharpens his skates
go,
and get out of the ice?
Go
Kings.
Go Kings.
Go Boats.
Go Kings, go.
Gumpy knows you fucking bet on the Kings at your own discretion tonight.
Gumpy bets on the Kings every
night. I know, he hates the fucking Golden Knights, but guess what? That mentally weak son of a bitch is no longer in goal for us. Okay, Gumpy? I know you hated his guts.
You got Logie Thompson now. That, dude.
Lauren Brasseau's gone tonight.
Okay, so what? We're just fucking playing the C team tonight? Who gives a shit? Fucking play well in the playoffs.
Hey, speaking of Gump, what's Gump fired up about today?
What was he pissed off about? Oh, that Joaquin Niemann's playing good at the Masters.
No.
Come on! He's got him on a top 10 finish.
He's a good young
this
lad.
Fucking guy.
Dude, he fucking thinks everyone hates about the PGA Tour.
Everyone hates
true.
This guy on the tour.
Just let Joaquin Niemann live. I'm just going to say it now. Poston, 2 goals tonight. Okay. I'm not going to say one. I'm going to say 2. And we might start slow.
Can he get to 60?
Bruins, he's getting to 60. Starts tonight with 2. He'll be at, what, 55? And then I think he closes it out, goal every game. I mean, shit, good luck, Bees. Not that they need it. Yeah. Bet on him.
Good luck.
Thank you, Connor.
Good luck.
And we're done.
There's a couple. You taking Cougars or?
Nope.
Canucks?
Nothing
left. Nope, that's it.
Sharks?
Mickelson just barely missed an eagle putt.
Ooh.
Still at 1 under?
I think so, yeah.
There's nothing that has the power like the coin does, huh? They fucking people.
Puts asses in the seats.
It does put asses in the seats. Hey, here's an idea. What's Phil at right now? Huh?
Is he 1 under? 2 under. 2 under.
2 under? Okay. Tell you what. Phil finishes 2 under or better, and you don't show up with that fucking lefty hat on tomorrow.
The lefty hat did not make the move from the old office to this office.
We sent you multiple.
You just threw it out?
Yes. That is correct. Literally, he threw it in the throwaway pile.
You know that couch? There's just a pile of hats.
We have sent you multiple.
Did the RCA hat not make it either?
The RCA hat made it.
The RCA hat made it, and then Bruce actually said, the I RCA want this RCA hat.
Survived.
Yeah. So
did somebody wear that fucking thing? Christ.
It's in Ty's possession.
Whenever you make it back here sometime in the next year or so.
That might be the greatest hat of all time.
Was that a power surge?
So you physically threw the lefty hat away?
He did. He threw it in the throwaway pile. More of like it meant nothing to him.
It was more of like a take leave pile situation. So I didn't like put it in.
No, you did. Put it in the leave pile.
I put it in a trash bag and put it in the
God, dude. No wonder lefty's been sulking around.
No wonder it looks like a bag of bones out there.
Hey, you should see how many of these Keurig pods I got in my apartment, friends. All right?
I have a bunch, too. Do you want them?
Yeah. It's great coffee.
Coffee for wellness.
It's nice and strong. Like Phil Mickelson on the tee.
Fuck yeah.
You guys look great. He looks good.
Any footy for tomorrow?
Give me Napoli money line at Lecce. I think they bounce back after getting smacked by AC Milan. And then give me Sevilla plus 110 money line at home against Celta Vigo.
What are we fucking out of day games tomorrow or what? No, we still
no.
What's going on? What's going on with all these fucking day games?
I think that's how it always is, isn't it?
I'm a little bit worried because I was going to do Giants first 5.5, and instead I said, no, it's the Rockies. So let's go Rockies, I guess.
It was always the Giants.
Yeah, Lance Lynn pitched well against the Astros. Not today, huh?
I mean, yeah, he did. He did get a win against the Astros, but fuck.
All right.
Sox are back in the win column.
We'll be back tomorrow. We'll cover all the Master stuff tomorrow before we go into the weekend. Maybe we'll have some live bets for that. We will have NBA tomorrow. We have NHL tomorrow. We will have MLB tomorrow. We will have footy tomorrow for the weekend. I'm sure it's a fucking stocked weekend. In all the footy leagues. Anything else? Any boost out there? Before we get out of here?
Somebody tell me a boost before the end of the night.
Give me a boost. No boost.
No boost.
There were lots of Masters boosts, so I guess that checks out.
I guess.
I mean, the NBA is like, ugh.
Yeah, you're right. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Down.